I'm at London Anarchist Book Fair, and I'm here basically to catch up with old friends. As simple as that, it's a good chance to see people I don't get to see that often. So it's networking, it's basically just seeing so many people, so many good friends, so many old faces.
It means a chance to see people I possibly haven't seen all year, or to meet up with people and to talk about stuff with people.
Have you bought any books?
I have bought one, but that's because I'm studying politics.
Do you come every year?
I do, if I can.
Complete exhaustion, having spent all week doing photocopying that I've had all year to do and just haven't got round to, so I then have to staple things and my thumbs hurt from bending staples down. And then getting up far too early, carrying a rucksack that's far too heavy in order to sit there drinking myself silly, slowly but surely all day, in order to handle the very strange people who corner me and ask me very strange questions about publications that I'd like to run away from, but they've got me cornered behind the stall. My favourite one is a pamphlet about cannabis legislation. Someone said, ah yes, but cannabis, what is it? Is it a set of numbers?
Do you, I take it, therefore, seeing as you're working hard, you wouldn't back moves to rename the Anarchist Book Fair the Anarchist Annual Social?
Well, all I do is sit here and drink beer all day, so, I mean, it would seem more appropriate to me. But then in Book Fair, but then again, it's been called a Book Fair, even though, like, I sell far more CDs than books, and I asked someone about this, and they were selling far more samosas than books, and they said, well, basically, it's a book fair, and so anything that's not a book seems to sell very well. If it's books, you have trouble shifting them. So it is a bit of a misnomer, I think, but it's traditional.
So how about the Anarchist Social CD and Samosa Sale?
Bang on. Although, then, you're going to need some kind of acronym or things like that's just unwieldy, isn't it? Yeah.
What does the Anarchist Book Fair mean to you?
This is the first time I've been to it.
Have you bought any books?
I've only just arrived and come up the stairs. I haven't seen the books yet, but if I were to see the books, I probably would buy them.
Have you been in the stairwell for very long?
Yeah, this is the place to be.
Sounds like you've been here before.
years in the stairwell, years.
Talk about renaming the Anarchist Book Fair to the Anarchist Social. What do you think?
Why bother rebranding things? It's too much fuss about nothing. Yeah, I'd like to find books. Wouldn't mind finding tea. Books. Tea and books.
Cool. And you, what's the Anarchist Book Fair meant to you?
It's the Anarchist Leaflet Fair. It's not a book fair. It's all about leaflets, dead trees and leaflets.
I was just giving them away.
Yeah, you can sell them, but nobody pays for them. That's...
Did you notice that today is supposed to be Buy Nothing Day?
That's why I haven't bought anything. I'm stealing stuff instead. It is Steal Nothing Day. No, Steal Something Day today. Yeah.
So what have you stolen today from poor anarchists?
Their leaflets.
I see you've got a lot of your own. What are you promoting?
It's an FBI party, which is the fifth birthday of Indie Media, who got their servers nicked by the real FBI the other week.
There's not a lot of point in me asking you about that, because by the time this gets played, it'll have happened.
No, but there'll be another one next year for Indie Media UK's fifth birthday party, which will be around May Day next year.
What does the Anarchist Book Fair mean to you?
It means freedom, celebration, and just seeing how fucking huge the scene is here. And, well, and smashing the state to that guy, obviously. Building a new, better, you know, better world system, whatever you want to call it. It's taking down the old system, yeah.
So, have you bought any books?
I haven't, actually, because I'm completely broke. But I have brought along some flyers about Venezuela and car bombings and the CIA and stuff in Venezuela. It's all kicking off there. Yeah.
Have you noticed that today is Buy Nothing Day, which is kind of handy for you since you've got no money?
Is it really Buy Nothing Day? The irony. Trust the anarchists to fit their book fair on the Buy Nothing Day. That'll confuse them. So, well, yeah, exactly. Well, we're just giving away stuff, you know, giving away these nice flyers, and I got some stickers as well. So let's say Chavez C. Bush No. Buy Nothing Day. Well, that's good. I don't see that promoted very much by the stallholders, but, you know, fair enough. Maybe this doesn't count.
You've got an exclusion, special exclusion moment.
Yeah, special exclusion moment. You've got one of those little, you know, alternative. Well, there are no rules. So if it's Buy Nothing Day, the anarchists, they don't care about any rules, whether they're, like, you know, good rules or bad rules. They don't give a shit. Ho, ho, ho. Right? Yeah? They got some workshop. What?
If you're an anarchist hunt saboteur.
Yeah. Yeah.
You kind of want the banning law.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the banning law is good law for them. Right, exactly. For example, exactly. That anarchist hunt sab. That's like, again, do you want this law or not want this law? It's complicated stuff. Yeah, no, easy answers. If you got rid of all the laws overnight, there would be chaos. All private militias would form and mow us down like barks. But that's why we need a kind of level of organisation and, dare I say, enlightenment. I mean, among everybody, yeah? Not about individuals, it's about, as a movement, we get enlightened and gets turned on, switched on. And then, then I think, then we'd have a chance of surviving without any laws, and dealing with all the stresses and strains that would obviously bring. But at the moment, there would be chaos. So that's why it's good having events like this, because then, if we form a real community, we kind of, we see the same people, we spread the same ideas, take the ideas further, and then we have got a chance. But without that, then we'll just be chaos.
What does the Anarchist Book Fair mean to you?
The Anarchist Book Fair is an opportunity to make money, and nothing more, nothing less.
Have you noticed that today is Buy Nothing Day?
Well, is it?
Yes.
Oh, right. I wonder which day Buy Nothing Day was, because we had lots of posters about Buy Nothing Day, which we've been distributing, but there wasn't actually a date on the poster, which is a bit irritating. No, we were giving the posters away.
Have you sold any books?
No, we haven't sold any books at all. We sold a few videos. And we're encouraging people to barter for their videos rather than having any fixed prices, yeah. Even though we haven't told the people that are selling us videos that.
So you haven't had any good swaps?
We've had plenty of good swaps. Yeah, we were swapping dollars, deception dollars for deception pounds. And actually, I think we're trying to get rid of deception dollars at the moment, because the Chinese are also trying to get rid of their dollars, so we thought we'd go along with them this time. What are you up to here anyway?
I'm making radio.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Huh.
Well, did you know our radio station was closed down by the Indie Media servers when they were nicked?
Yours was on there too.
Yes. Was it? This is Dialect in Bristol. I only found out 3 weeks afterwards.
Really?
The reason I couldn't click on it was because we were streaming off the Indie Media servers that were nicked by the FBI.
It took you 3 weeks to discover your radio station.
Well, I'm not a techie, I'm afraid. I'm a sort of content person.
You don't listen to your radio.
I wasn't listening to it, no. We were providing content for
did
it.
Did anyone notice?
Yeah, well, some people noticed because they emailed the studio, but the techies were a little bit reticent to put anything up on the website about the fact that why people couldn't listen to us anymore.
Because you're in the stairwell. Have you been in the stairwell for long?
Yeah, because actually I'm trying to just shirk my duties. I'm supposed to be selling videos on a store, but is it Buy Nothing Today, really?
It really is Buy Nothing Day.
And so that's a great day to have the Anarchist Book Fair, isn't it?
Yes.
It's the idea that people are supposed to steal books.
Yes, well, some people have been.
Have they?
Well, I'm guessing. It is actually still something.
Yeah, but that's not really fair, is it? Because most of the people here are not like big evil corporations, are they? If you're going to steal from somebody, it should be someone that is not going to be personally suffer from that, especially if they're hard up anyway. Am I going to get paid for this interview? Yes, anyway, so we can just give you an idea of what sort of stuff has been going today. The Operation Solstice video, which is the Battle of the Beanfield video, has been going very well. Abel will disappear now, as has the Poll Tax Riot video, which is called The Battle of Trafalgar.
Developing a theme here, I think.
These are all kind of old, sort of within the last 10 years or 20 years, documentaries that haven't been re-shown on TV, maybe only shown once. And that's the sort of thing most people tend to be going for today. There's also the June the 18th video. We've been selling lots of those. That was the J18 1999, was it? Yeah.
So who is this? What's your store? What is all these videos about for?
Well, it's we normally sell things over the web, but about twice a year we actually appear. Culture Shop, we're called, www.cultureshop.org, as in sweet shop, not as in electric shock. And we go out about twice a year from our crappy little office in Bristol, and we actually sell mostly on the web around the world. We sell something like 20 videos a month, but they're all kind of interesting old documentaries and things like the Undercurrents videos and stuff that basically isn't re-shown on TV, maybe shown once, if at all. The idea is that if people are finding difficulty getting their stuff out on television, that there are alternative ways of making those films available. We also sell CDs. kind of mostly spoken word CDs, but again it's stuff with interesting political content which is sensitive for the mainstream media to show, and so just to make sure that there is other outlets.
Well, it's quite a good opportunity to actually see all those people that you never have the train fare to go and meet normally. I have to say that I do try to avoid picking up more bits of dead tree and pamphlets that I might not read, but generally it's a really good time to find the people that you have been thinking, oh, I'd really like to get in contact with them because I want to do something towards a project, and this is quite often the time when you can go, I've lost your email address, help! Like today I've seen some of the people that work on agriculture and GM, which has been really good to catch up with them, find out a couple of things, but some things that may or may not be coming up. And I've also seen somebody who makes films, and where I live up in Haringey, which is in the north of London, we're starting a campaign against ID cards, and especially trying to encompass the whole of the community that lives up there. And we've got a really blessed, a really mixed and diverse community, so we want to make a little film and maybe get some North London rappers to actually do a soundtrack for a little film. And I caught up with some of those people today, and they're well into it. And so it's a good hub to come and meet people that you even forget that maybe they're working on something unless you actually see them. And it's also just really nice to be see that everyone's all right. And yeah,
Anarchist Book Fair on Buy Nothing Day, a contradiction?
Not if you haven't got any money to buy anything. And of course it is the nice thing about coming to the Anarchist Book Fair, is it's one of the places where you're less likely to feel like shoplifting. You can take that out, of course, if you want, but I personally have never stolen from the Anarchist Book Fair. Well, might swipe somebody else's beer, but that doesn't count, does it?
I always feel like I've got the wrong definition of irony. Whenever I think irony, people go, it's not ironic. People get annoyed with that song, don't they?
Yeah,
I hope you're not recording this. Yeah, like, I mean, I do as well. You're right. That's not. Yeah, exactly.
So, what does the Anarchist Book Fair mean to you?
Well, it's the first year I've actually been, shockingly. It's quite a lot like everyone you know crammed into a very small space of time, so that you never really get to actually talk to anybody other than to say hi and kiss them on both cheeks and make a bit of how are you, what have you been up to, and the same as usual, and bye, I'll see you next year. So, good for Christmas presents.
Have you bought any books?
Yes.
What have you bought?
I bought that, which I printed earlier in the week. And I bought that. The little squirrel, oh sorry, I should say what they are. Hot Pants, which is a DIY gynecology guide. And Little Squatter's Handbook. Because I've got a goddaughter, and now I keep seeing things for children and thinking, oh, I must have that thing for a child, even though she won't be able to read it for another 4 years. But anyway, I'm going to keep it. And what else did I buy? Beyond Oil, which is a very glossy on the outside and very useful on the inside guide to the oil industry, I think. And well, I haven't read it, really. And some pamphlet on resisting FIES, Spanish solitary confinement. I haven't read that either yet. So I only buy things off my friends when they persuade me to, so I'm not free. And also, I was jumping the train, but I got caught. And not caught, but they did an all-ticket check after Peterborough, so I had to pay £27. So I've come here going, oh, I can't really spend any money, which is a bit of a shame. Although it is Buy Nothing Day, so maybe that's terribly appropriate.
Solve your life in half an hour with TV therapy. You could counsel me, Trish, because I've been through the ringer, but I think your show is bollocks, and I prefer Jerry Springer.
They're rather good, aren't they? And, Rampart Radio have made their own T-shirts. Yay. Rampart Radio, real people, real voices. Tune in. It's not printed, it's handcrafted. Handcrafted with car spray and stencils. Rampart, there you go, radiorampart.co.nr. So, shopping. It's unfortunate, isn't it, that it's no Buy Nothing Day. But you've got to make exceptions. And we are, after all, anarchists, so I think that's appropriate. And personally, marketing is, in fact, the single great evil of our time. It is. And I've been trying to convince my children of this, which is really hard, because my plan was to outbreed the oppressor. Because I thought, seeing as having children is kind of going out of style due to the lack of benefits, housing and respect, if we simply had more children than them, it should work. So I tried this, and now the first three are coming up to teenagehood, and believe, what a fucking abysmal failure. No, I tried to bring them up to be right-thinking, eco-terrorists, vegetarian. No, all they want to do is eat McDonald's, wear Nike trainers, and watch MTV. In fact, they actually refer to themselves as the MTV generation, with pride. And the more I get upset about it, the more they do it. So this summer, I forced them, I dragged them to the Kingston Green Fair, because I thought they might meet somebody interesting. They did, and they were found later on cooking sausages at the back. And on the way home, they grabbed me and they forced me into McDonald's and forced me to have a Happy Meal. And my eldest confessed to me that his treasured dream was to work for Microsoft, because he's a kind of computer geek boffin. And the next one, who's a goth at the moment, but he is going to be the creative director at Saatchi & Saatchi. And I looked at the younger three and all I could see was a civil servant, a policeman and a bailiff. Oh, God, I've wasted my life! And then I was obviously really, really upset and I looked up and there was Ronald McDonald and he appeared to step out of the freeze with his friendly boots and he leaned towards me with that horrific smile and he said, give us your children. The ones we don't fuck, we'll eat. Put them through the mill and churn them out as meat. Creep into their hearts, into their minds. Steal them away. Leave none behind. Give us your children. The ones we don't lose, we'll waste. We'll savour the flavour of chicken flesh as we taste. And ready the infants to consume the lie. Young lives, fresh and fattened and baked in a pie. Give us your children, the ones who can run, we'll find. Give us your children, the ones who can see, we'll blind. We will make them fear the truth. Power the machine with the blood of youth. Twist their bodies, fuck their heads, sell their souls, leave them dead. Devour their corpses, rob their graves, their cannon fodder, market slaves. Thank you.
Was what's her name? And you do your own chat show on Radio Rampart.
Slacker's Breakfast Special.
Slacker's Breakfast Special.
So hang on, I've there got some advertising.
Oh, you haven't started this.
Look,
now.
There we go. Oh no, it's the wrong CD. Well, the man on the stairway has got copies of the Slacker's Breakfast Show from last week, which he's giving away.
Giving away? It's that good.
Tune in, 11 o'clock ish on a Monday morning.
Ish. I think I'm on the interview. Easy. It's not. We're not going to break up into small groups and start discussing broadcasting now. What we are going to do is prepare ourselves for the next act.
Radio, London's finest internet radio station.
I do know Radio Rampart, I do, but I'm a recording man. I make programs rather than be in programs. I'm an engineer, so I'm very boring to talk to. You need exciting people.
Yeah. The Anarchist Book Fair.
The Anarchist Book Fair. Well, I think it's all a big plot to keep us in one building so we can be watched and analysed, and it also everybody channeled through the same channel. And, you know, I don't believe in having names. I think everyone should have their own broadcasting station. It shouldn't be Rampart Radio. It shouldn't be Resonance Radio. Everyone should have their own. You should be your own. What's your name?
Selena.
You should have your own radio station. Selena, mini disc, and you just make your own programs. And you just give them to your friends and make copies and burn CDs and have your own computer and have your own server, have your own laptop. Everyone should be a radio station. And if you have a centralized system, then you have control, you have surveillance, you have ghettoization. But having said that, I'm just in a bit of a bad mood. Maybe I'd say something else another time.
The same thing I was giving his anchor for walking the stairwell.
But I'm doing the same to you, talking to people. We're awfully
happy. Yes, take 12 as well.
Oh, yeah.
that's what you like, the combination of free cheap music,
independent,
well, almost free, very cheap quality music.
Yeah, it sounds promising.
Great, let me show you a fantastic array of quality, very nearly free music.
It's alright. That might be alright.
Like, how prevalent it is. Like, this guy's Boise's critical mass guy. Like, 2 hours of amazing new school breaks every, what is it, third Tuesday? Every Tuesday. Like, and yeah, it's absolutely amazing. And yours for almost nothing. Like, well, donations, basically.
Oh, really?
As is.
What other styles have you got then? Bass invaders.
The two MCs from the the biggest jungle set I've ever heard in my life. Like, it's just, it's really filthy. Like, yeah, okay, the one that's so we're running out of stock here, but DJ Sayo is a very old school hip hop, but some stuff you've probably never heard before. Like, he's got all the original vinyls of all your favorite hip hop, but he's also got like a shitload of stuff that never made it big then, but it's absolutely. Yeah, so kind of hip hop. We've got spoken word stuff as well, like we've got kind of poetry shows and kind of current affairs kind of stuff. Like, yeah, a bit of everything really. Yeah.
Very, very fine.
Those are almost all of our live shows. We've since updated it. So Lynn now has a German hip hop show and there's a couple of other shows.
Is it all kind of like dance music, or do you do?
Oh, no, not at all.
Come down and change it. Get involved. If you like it, tell your friends.
These guys, says...
Oh, they sound cool.
Crazy Bulgarian guys. They just turned up in the studio with, like, drum kit, trumpet, double bass, and some guy on keyboards. And, yeah, just did, like, 4 or 5 tunes. Very strange, very off the wall, utterly exclusive. I mean, the only people who've ever, like, played this stuff before is the Bulgarian branch of the BBC. And apparently their recordings aren't as good as ours, so that is the last one as well. You're on that one. Okay, you two can bid up. Okay.
You know, radio is
starting at a pound. Starting at £1. Do I hear any higher than a pound? The last ambient anarchist CD. Everyone go for a pound.
Pound and a penny.
Pound and a penny. We're up to pound and a penny. The last copy of the ambient anarchist live in session for radio.
I haven't got a pound anyway. I've got 20 quid.
Yeah?
Well, I could get that one.
Okay. Yes, that is that good. Right.
Yeah.
I can get it off you another time.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're a radio station then?
Yeah, basically.
It's a computer. It's a computer. That's all it is.
It's the computer.
You don't broadcast on the radio.
Computerized Belgians we had in there, you know?
But you don't do FM broadcasting, do you?
Yeah, we do. Occasionally. For a special occasion, we can turn on the FM.
Special occasions, it's an FM radio.
If there's live, well, if there's stuff happening downstairs.
Basically, it's a net radio or net.
And you said your friend's doing the social centre in Brighton?
Well, yeah, sort of friends of friends, they do sort of radio stuff, yeah.
Do you know something about this?
Not really, but I could put you in touch.
Okay, take one of the leaflets, the address is on there. Vegan.
Pogo Cafe, open 1 to 6 Mondays, closed on Tuesdays, 1 to 9 Wednesday to Saturday, and 10 to 9 Sunday.
Okay.
We're vegan, fair trade, and a workers' cooperative.
And here now on the Anarchist Book Fair.
We've got a stall, we've been selling merchandise, making new friends, letting people taste really nice vegan cakes and cookies, and yeah, generally promoting veganism and workers' cooperatives.
And getting people hooked on vegan cakes.
Yeah, we have only fair trade chocolate, and that's proving very popular today. We're also looking for volunteers, by the way, to help out in the cafe. So anyone, even if you have no experience, it's very welcome.
Email?
Yes, info@pogocafe.co.uk.
The Anarchist Book Fair on Buy Nothing Day.
I was going to say, buy nothing, be happy. And that's it. But I did buy a book, yes, but it's about direct action, an urban guerrilla story or something, so at least I'll learn something. I didn't buy anything, and I bought a cake. I know it's Buy Nothing Day, but I didn't buy anything a week. Does that make a difference?
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't put on whites today.
Hi. Hi, yeah, it's really great to be here. I'm enjoying it and I'm wearing makeup as a kind of anti-protest. Yeah, it's a really nice atmosphere, nice place to come and meet people and hang out. It's really nice.
So, there's a question.
What does the Anarchist Book Fair mean to you?
Well, it's an interesting moment to actually have information about all the different groups and stuff happening in England as well as abroad. So, and it's quite a nice atmosphere, as Tara said, and so it's kind of nice to socialize too, not in a too kind of serious and pressurized environment. Plus, it's nice just to wander around, have some lovely vegan food, have some nice politically correct coffee, and look at some nice books.
Okay, thank you.
We are giving out leaflets for the Hack Lab at Freedom Press, where London Hack Labs Collective. We're operating Hack Labs, and we're involved in various projects, including Ramparts. And we're here just spreading the word a bit, selling some CDs to raise some funds a bit, but mainly spreading the word, making contacts with people, going to meetings. It's good.
You're from the Global Women's Strike, and you have a stall here at the Anarchist Book Fair.
That's right.
Can you tell me something about Global Women's Strike and what you're doing?
Okay. Well, the Global Women's Strike has been going since 2000. Oh, no, excuse me. It doesn't. I'm a single mother. Piss off.
Root.
I'm a pissed off. I'm a lesbian mother. Two mums are very good. So piss off. Piss off. Piss off.
That's the attitude.
It is my attitude. I can do without men a man shouting at me, a single mother, but children need both parents. You know, Tony Blair would really agree with you, so why don't you go and find him and talk with him?
What do you have here?
This is feminism gone too far.
That's right, that's right. It's too late now. Sorry to be so rude, but it drives you crazy. No, go to Palace again or something. Since 2000, women all over the world have been participating in the Global Women's Strike on the 8th of March. And basically, it's international grassroots women's actions calling for investing in caring, not killing, because we believe that the money that's being squandered on the military should be coming to women in the community to defend and protect life rather than to kill us and our communities and also the environment.
What are you doing here on the Anarchist Book Fair?
Well, the Anarchist Book Fair we've been coming along to for a long time, and it's a chance really to get information out to interested people from all over the world about our activities and also to find out what other people are doing. So it's always a great opportunity to find out, kind of like an alternative news service in a way.
Okay. Okay, hello, I'm Lucy from Corporate Watch, and we've got a stall at the Anarchist Book Fair, and we're selling some of our research and reports, which range from looking specifically at the biotech sector or supermarket sector, which is all about kind of like supporting critiques in these sectors and like strategic thinking for activists. We've got some of our newsletters, which kind of have snippets of news of what we think is interesting or underreported news, and we also have like our corporate law instructors briefing, which is like a more of a detailed critique of the corporate structure itself, and saying like that if we've got the, you know, as the corporate structure as it exists will always exist to make money, because directors have a duty to make money for their shareholders, and that and that is the reason why we have all, you know, corporations abuse human rights, they abuse the environment, because they're obliged to make money to their shareholders. I don't think this is anything new, but to be able to put it in kind of look at corporate law, it kind of widens the critique and says there's a problem with corporate law, maybe we could actually change it. So that's basically what Corporate Watch is about. And the stall has been brilliant. It's just generated a lot of debate and discussion. Had all sorts of people talking about companies that they're researching or campaigning on. Lots of people are really supportive of the corporate law and structures briefing and think that's kind of really the way to go. There was just a guy here ranting earlier. And it really supports the work of a film called The Corporation, which kind of came out and was amazingly mainstream. It's been amazingly popular, looking at, you know, the problem with the corporation and saying, you know, as it acts at the moment, you know, solely focused on money. It's essentially, you know, a psychopath, the way it operates in community, yet it's the dominant institution of our time. Do you want any more information? We've also got an exhibition here at the Anarchist Book Fair, which is called Subvertise, Exposing the Corporation. And it's basically about 10 posters all either looking at spoofs of corporate advertising or subversions of corporate advertising, or just kind of people having fun with logos. Like we've got Tesco has become Tescon, and instead of the kind of five kind of blue stripes, it's got a farmer behind prison bars. Some are well known and some are new, but we hope that it will encourage people to think a bit critically about corporations. And it's been kind of showing with the film, like in various independent cinemas. So yeah, it's yeah.
Oh really? Okay.
No. Oh, I don't want to say now. Right. I don't want to say that.
Okay. What are you doing here on the Anarchist Book Fair?
We are selling our coffee from Chiapas. We are a cooperative in Hamburg, and we buy coffee from Zapatist cooperatives. And here in London last year on the fair, we met a lot of people who want to sell this coffee in England. And this year we came to make new contacts and meet the people and bring some new contacts for selling our coffee in Great Britain. And also we sell some books and t-shirts from the FAU, Anarchist Union. And yeah.
Can you say a contact, like contact email, website, for people interested to buy coffee?
Yes, who's interested to buy our coffee or get information about our coffee can go on the internet, www.cafelibertad, C-A-F-E, minus L-I-B-E-R-T-A-D .de. I hope you can understand. Café Libertad.
Okay, that's www.cafelibertad.de. Fine, thank you.
Should I just start talking then? At the 56A info shop stall. We're open on Thursdays from 2 to 8 p.m., Fridays from 3 to 7 p.m., and Saturdays 2 to 6 p.m. And we're in Elephant and Castle on Crampton Street, so everyone should come down and visit us, because we've got heaps and heaps of stuff, like international news and info and squatting advice and free information and permaculture, direct action, and there's a zine library, so if you do a zine, you could come down and donate it. And we have a bookshop with T-shirts and punk stuff and DIY and CDs and vinyl and queer stuff and an anarchy resource and socks, and we sell Zapatista coffee and stripy socks, and we've got the Eroding Empire and Book Exchange and lots of stuff. So if you want to get involved as well, come down.
Oh, here it's been all go. Been talking to lots of people and trading lots of stuff. It's been really, really good. And contacts, making contacts in Poland and all over the place, Germany. It's been really good today. Yeah, tiring though. End of the day and everyone's getting tired and each other. Thanks.
Anarchist Book Fair means one day in the year when all the anarchists in London and UK actually meet up in the same place and spend quite a lot of money. That's what it means.
And on Buy Nothing Day.
And on Buy Nothing Day, yeah. Beautiful irony of that, eh? But I issued a decree that this room was exempt from that, so you're all right in this room. Cool, huh?
Okay, you're doing the Anarchist Book Fair information stall. How was your day?
It's been brilliant, yeah. I was here at the start setting up the stalls, so it's good to see from an empty building just full of loads of people, all sorts of people, and there's loads of information. Everyone seems excited about grabbing information, which is a good thing to see. I like seeing that because I'm a librarian as my sort of job, so I like seeing people excited about information, yeah.
What is the most frequently asked question?
Today it's sort of where things are. I mean, that's sort of helping people find certain, because they know certain stalls they're after, and people, I mean, one thing that's been very popular is the new children's books that's just been published on homelessness, which has been very popular today.
Okay, how does it feel to have the Anarchist Book Fair on Buy Nothing Day?
That was something we talked about on the way down and thought, oh, we're not going to make any money today because people aren't supposed to be buying anything. But I don't know why that they chose today, but it's, yeah, makes people think, I suppose, and that sort of, should we be buying things? But the money goes to good causes, what we call, we perceive as good causes, so it can't be a bad thing, I suppose.
Do you think people tend more to nick stuff?
Today? I haven't heard of any stealing, or jacking as they call it. No, I don't know, I haven't heard of any, but probably.
Okay, so you don't think many things have been liberated?
There probably has been, but I think most people are pretty, respectful of why people are here. I mean, there's no need to steal things, really, unless you've got no money, I suppose.
Any incidents, good or bad, that happened today you heard of?
Nothing negative, really. No negative things, apart from the organising of... There was problems with the organising, the balcony room, and they weren't allowed to sort of... There wasn't food available in there, which has put more pressure on people finding food and stuff.
Okay, the day in one sentence?
It's social event of the year. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Really good. I met some really interesting people. It was really nice.
And what do you have here?
Well, we've been selling various flags and most of the stuff on our stores for free is just some leaflets and pamphlets about anarchism. But we've been selling flags as well and cakes. We did fairy cakes.
And they were for free because today's Buy Nothing Day. You heard of it?
I have heard of it, yeah. It was kind of unfortunate that no one was allowed to buy anything at the Anarchist Book Fair. And I have to admit that I did buy things, so sorry.
How was the day for Freedom Press at the Anarchist Book Fair?
It was pretty good. There were, loads of people. Are we allowed to say swear words?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, there were shitloads of people. And we met some, cool people, and people are interested in helping out with stuff. And, sold people some stuff who gave us money. And, it was fun.
How does it go with Buy Nothing Day, which is also today?
I think Buy Nothing Day is that's aimed at like consumerist politics, which I think is a flawed way of looking at society. Like, I think it's buying into a myth of consumer power, which is largely ignores the point where ordinary people have our power is at the point of production. Capitalism relies on exploitation of people's labour. Therefore, the real power we have is via our labour power, not at the point of consumption. I mean, Buy Nothing Day is based on the idea that the richer you are, the more difference you can make, because a rich person cannot buy, can basically boycott more stuff. I mean, it's a completely flawed way of looking at radical politics. It's not from a grassroots perspective, in any way, shape or form. And also, it's impossible to buy nothing anyway, because you're still paying for electricity, food. You just buy stuff the day before and then eat it on that day. And like, what's the point? It's a big waste of time.
Okay, thank you.
I know your best bet would be ask Donald. You see that guy there?
Press and the Anarchist Book Fair. Well, we are delighted to take part in the Anarchist Book Fair. And we have taken part in the Anarchist Book Fair since it began. But we are not the organiser of the Anarchist Book Fair. We're very pleased that somebody else is organising it, of course. And delighted to come here. And we sell more or less almost half of our sales for the year are sold at the Anarchist Book Fair. It's the anarchist equivalent of Christmas at Selfridges.
How many years has Freedom Press been present at the Anarchist Book Fair?
I'm not sure. How long has the Anarchist Book Fair been going? That's how long we've been present. But I can't remember how many years it is exactly. So ask the organisers of the Anarchist Book Fair, and we have been with them as long as they have been organising.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers.
Okay. There was a workshop against Icelandic dams. The dams in Iceland. I'm brain dead as well. A workshop against the dam project in Iceland on the Anarchist Book Fair.
Yes. One of the things that we point out is that the battle against the dams in Iceland is very much linked with the battle against the militarism at the moment of global capitalism. Because Iceland is very much a part of the coalition of the willing, but Iceland doesn't have an army. So what they are contributing to the war effort is very much by industrializing Iceland with American corporations like Alcoa and Bechtel, which is building the actual aluminium factory, which is for the Kárahnjúka dams, obviously one of the biggest profiteers in Iraq. And actually the first footage which was shown of the first bomb that was being shot at Iraq in this war actually had Alcoa, the name of Alcoa, stenciled all over it. So it's a part of the war effort to industrialize Iceland, and therefore any battle that we do against the dams in Iceland, we are actually doing against the coalition of the willing and against the war effort against the Iraqi people.
How went the workshop?
Oh, it went very well. We showed a video for half an hour with all the most affected places, and I think it's very important that people get to see film from their regions that are going to be affected, because people don't really know what you're talking about, what is going to be lost, but if they see it on film, they at least realize how incredibly special the places are that we are trying to save.
Did many people get involved?
Yes, I find there's a lot of interest and excitement about the international gathering next summer. And I think, I really hope as many people as possible will be able to make it. And I mean, we are not only looking at one date, we're basically looking at the whole summer.
Okay, can you give me a contact email or website?
Yes, it's killingiceland.org, and which will sort of coordinate the international effort. And email is beautiful.iceland@yahoo.co.uk.
Okay, thank you.
Great. @yahoo.co.uk.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Yes, I find there's a lot of interest and excitement about the international gathering next summer. And I think, I really hope as many people as possible will be able to make it. And I mean, we are not only looking at one date, we're basically looking at the whole summer.
Okay, can you give me a contact email or website?
Yes, it's killingiceland.org, and which will sort of coordinate the international effort. And email is beautiful.iceland@yahoo.co.uk.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Yeah, there were shitloads of people, and we met some like cool people, and people are interested in helping out with stuff, and you know, sold people some stuff who gave us money, and you know, so yeah, it was fun.
How does it go with Buy Nothing Day, which is also today?
I think Buy Nothing Day is, you know, is a. I mean, that's aimed at like consumerist politics, which I think is a flawed way of looking at society. Like, I think it's buying into a myth of consumer power, which is largely ignores the point where ordinary people have our power is at the point of, you know, is at the point of production. Capitalism relies on exploitation of people's labour. Therefore, the real power we have is, you know, via our labour power, not at the point of consumption. I mean, Buy Nothing Day is based on the idea that, you know, the richer you are, the more difference you can make, because a rich person cannot buy, you know, can basically boycott, you know, more stuff. I mean, it's a completely flawed way of looking at radical politics. It's not from a grassroots perspective, you know, in any way, shape or form. And also, it's impossible to buy nothing anyway, because you're still paying for electricity, food. You just buy stuff the day before and then eat it on that day. And like, what's the point? It's a big waste of time.
Okay, thank you.
I know your best bet would be ask Donald. You see that guy there?
Press and the Anarchist Book Fair. Well, we are delighted to take part in the Anarchist Book Fair. And we have taken part in the Anarchist Book Fair since it began. But we are not the organiser of the Anarchist Book Fair. We're very pleased that somebody else is organising it, of course, and delighted to come here. And we sell more or less almost half of our sales for the year are sold at the Anarchist Book Fair. It's the anarchist equivalent of Christmas at Selfridges.
How many years has Freedom Press been present at the Anarchist Book Fair?
I'm not sure. How long has the Anarchist Book Fair been going? That's how long we've been present. But I can't remember how many years it is exactly. So ask the organisers of the Anarchist Book Fair, and we have been with them as long as they have been organising.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers.
Okay. There was a workshop against Icelandic dams. The dams in Iceland. I'm brain dead as well. A workshop against the dam project in Iceland on the Anarchist Book Fair.
Yes. Well, one of the things that we point out is that the battle against the dams in Iceland is very much linked with the battle against the militarism at the moment of global capitalism, because Iceland is very much a part of the coalition of the willing, And but Iceland doesn't have an army. So what they are contributing to the war effort is very much by industrializing Iceland with American corporations like Alcoa and Bechtel, which is building the actual aluminium factory, which is for the Kárahnjúka dams, obviously one of the biggest profiteers in Iraq. And actually the first footage which was shown of the first bomb that was being shot at Iraq in this war actually had Alcoa, the name of Alcoa, stenciled all over it. So it's a part of the war effort to industrialize Iceland, and therefore any battle that we do against the dams in Iceland, we are actually doing against the coalition of the willing and against the war effort against the Iraqi people.
How went the workshop?
Oh, it went very well. We showed a video for half an hour with all the most affected places, and I think it's very important that people get to see the film from their regions that are going to be affected, because people don't really know what you're talking about, what is going to be lost, but if they see it on film, they at least realize how incredibly special the places are that we're trying to save.
Did many people get involved?
Yes, I find there's a lot of interest and excitement about the international gathering next summer. And I really hope as many people as possible will be able to make it. And we are not only looking at one date, we're basically looking at the whole summer.
Okay, can you give me a contact email or website?
Yes, it's killingiceland.org, and which will sort of coordinate the international effort. And email is beautiful.iceland@yahoo.co.uk.
Okay, thank you.